gulf between vision and reality rarely yawns as wide as at trade shows. At Farnborough, air travel is green, high-tech, hassle-free. In the real world, queues stretch, baggage piles up, and pilots strike. At Farnborough, Boris Johnson is a Top Gun in an RAF Typhoon. In the real world, his angry party has just given the British Prime Minister the boot.
Sculpted for speed and safety. Engineered for a sustainable future.
But if we're to glimpse how we might fly tomorrow, it is at Farnborough. Boom Supersonic wants to bring back supersonic air travel 2 decades after Concorde was grounded.
We deeply believe in a future where more people can go more places more often. We believe that speed enables that future. And therefore, it's not good enough just to make a little bit of progress on efficiency. We need to make a big leap forward and completely remove sustainability as a reason not to travel.
And hybrid air vehicles is making the Airlanders. Part airship, part plane, part helicopter. It's low emissions, won't need a runway, and would carry passengers or freight.
The landscape developing here, isn't there, with developments towards implementation of sustainable aviation fuels, the ongoing efficiency improvements that we get from jet aircraft, and a move to hydrogen, which is a part of our story here and our plan here to bring hydrogen-powered aviation into the mix. And we need all of it. We need all of it, and we need more.
Miguel Falcon is from Spanish carrier Air Nostrum. His company is buying 10 Airlanders.
This aircraft does not require an airfield as such, and it can land on water and on land. So that opens up the possibility to enhance our network. And so those are the key aspects of why we decided to go with this aircraft. And hopefully in 2026, it'll be a reality.
The UK government has just launched Jet Zero, requiring domestic aviation and airports to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Other governments are moving too. COVID was an earthquake for the aviation industry, with air travel all but shutting down. The current staff shortages and disruption show that aftershocks are still reverberating and may continue into 2023, according to air bosses. Add in the need to minimise how polluting aviation is, and these are turbulent times for the industry. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, the Farnborough Air Show.